When you've got a God like ours, even a parade can turn out to be a place for him to amaze you. Now, what I'm about to tell you is not Uncle Ronnie's story time. It's really a story about a God that you may really need right now. I was scheduled to speak at a Native camp in Canada, and our host wanted me to bring a few of the Native young people that God used so mightily on our reservation teams that summer. Well, they'd been so excited about being spiritual rescuers that they asked me, is there a reservation near the camp? They wanted to continue the outreach of the summer. Well, there was a reservation, or as they say in Canada, a reserve. But we knew no one there who could help us. Well, my wife and I got down to the area a couple days early, and we decided to take in a parade in the nearby town. And we prayed about God directing us where to sit. Well, basically, we just wanted the shady spot. Well, our neighbors in the spot we chose turned out to be a Native family. As my wife struck up a conversation with a Native lady sitting next to her, the lady wanted to know what we did. And as my wife described our summer with a Native team, the woman put her hand over her heart in amazement and said, "Are you on Eagle's Wings?" Now it was our turn to be flabbergasted. It turned out that Rochelle, this precious Native woman, was from that nearby reserve. And 2 years ago, she lost her son to suicide there. Not knowing where to go for hope or for help, she went to the internet, and she happened to end up at our Native website, oneagleswings.com. She said that's where she found the help she needed to make it through. Since then, she's been saving all the On Eagle's Wings Summer of Hope reports and all the transcripts of this radio program, never thinking she'd ever have any personal contact. As the parade went by, Rochelle and my wife sat hands clasped together praying. Rochelle proceeded to get a place on her reserve for our team members to do 2 afternoon outreaches later that week, and 2/3 of the reservation young people who attended gave their hearts to Christ. One of them was Rochelle's surviving son. Exactly 1 week after we sat down next to a woman in a town we've never been in, just to watch a parade. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about living a globally positioned life. I just want to tell you what God did for us at that parade turned out to be a vivid example of what he's doing day after day for every child in his family. He is globally positioning us through our everyday circumstances. He's positioning us to be the right person at the right place at the right time to carry out his awesome plans. If we'll live our life looking for his divine matchups and listening for his gentle direction. When Samuel told Saul God had picked him to be the first king of Israel, Saul thought it was a mistake. Samuel told Saul that as he headed home, he would first meet men who would have a message from his father, then men with goats, bread, and wine. And finally, he'd meet a parade of prophets who would prophesy about God's anointing on him. 1 Samuel 10:9, our word for today from the Word of God says, God changed Saul's heart, and all these signs were fulfilled that day. A God-planned itinerary, leading Saul right into the middle of God's will. And that's what he's wanting to do for you every new day. My challenge to you is to wake up each morning expecting a God-planned day, expecting divine matchups, divine intervention. If you are submitting to the inner leading of his Spirit and his Word, he'll continually be positioning you to meet the people you need, the people who need you, to confirm what he wants you to do, to open doors, to start a chain of amazing events, and to answer prayer. There just isn't any more exciting way to live. So don't settle for less. Pray through your day. Look for the tapestry of God in your day. Obey those Spirit nudges in your heart. You'll continually find yourself in the middle of that bigger thing God is doing.